Welcome to Money is Freedom, a podcast exploring how finance and freedom connect in our lives. Created from thoughtful research and narrated by Notebook LM AI, this series brings you clear, meaningful insights into finance and beyond. Episode 35 analyzes a theory suggesting Jack Dorsey is Satoshi Nakamoto, the pseudonymous creator of Bitcoin. It explores coincidences, Dorsey's background, and his subtle references to cryptocurrency as possible evidence. Counterarguments include the lack of cryptographic proof and differences in writing style. Ultimately, the article deems the theory interesting, but unproven without verifiable evidence.
Okay, get this. We're diving into a theory that's been making waves online. Is Jack Dorsey, the guy behind Twitter and Square, actually the mysterious creator of Bitcoin, Satoshi Nakamoto?
It's a theory that captures the imagination, for sure.
We've got this Crypto Daily article that breaks down a bunch of arguments on both sides.
The identity of Satoshi Nakamoto is one of the biggest unsolved puzzles in the tech world.
Right.
And the idea that it could be someone as well-known as Jack Dorsey is incredibly intriguing.
This article lays out some pretty wild coincidences.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did you know that Bitcoin.org was registered just one day after Jack posted this kind of cryptic sailor phrase online?
Interesting.
Some people are even connecting that to sailing references found in the original Bitcoin code.
It's definitely a curious timing coincidence.
Right.
Though, to be fair, thousands of domains are registered every single day.
Right.
But in the context of this theory, it's certainly interesting.
Yeah.
Remember, we're talking about August 2008, right before the Bitcoin white paper dropped.
Right.
This was Satoshi laying the groundwork for what would become a revolutionary technology.
So maybe it's not just a coincidence, but there's more.
Oh.
The first ever Bitcoin transaction happened on Jack's mom's birthday.
Right.
And Satoshi joined the Bitcoin forum on, wait for it, Jack's birthday.
No way.
Is this fate or just a really weird string of coincidences?
Well, statistically speaking, birthdays falling on significant dates aren't that uncommon.
Sure.
When you consider how many dates and individuals are involved in the Bitcoin timeline.
Right.
But for those who believe in the Jack as Satoshi theory,
right,
these coincidences are seen as compelling evidence.
I can see how it would add fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
And then you add in the fact that Satoshi mined his last known block on Jack Dorsey's father's birthday.
Huh.
It does make you wonder.
It's certainly thought-provoking.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away, let's take a step back and consider the broader context.
Okay.
To really assess the plausibility of this theory.
Right.
We need to look beyond just these timeline overlaps.
Okay, good point.
Okay.
So where should we start?
Well, let's delve into Jack Dorsey's background.
Okay.
The article highlights his early involvement with cryptography and open source systems.
Okay.
He was a registered cypherpunk back in 1996, which is significant because—
Hold on, cypherpunk. For those of us who aren't quite as tech savvy, can you break down what that means?
Absolutely. The cypherpunk movement was a group of individuals who believed in using cryptography to enhance privacy and individual liberty.
Okay.
They saw the potential of this technology to empower individuals and challenge traditional power structures. And these are ideas that are deeply embedded in the philosophy behind Bitcoin.
So Jack was part of this movement even before Bitcoin was a thing.
Yes. And in fact, only around 1,300 people were registered cypherpunks back in 1996.
Wow.
So it's a relatively small and tight-knit community.
Right.
And this is where the theory starts to gain some traction, because it places Jack within a group of individuals who were actively exploring the very concepts that would later underpin Bitcoin.
That's fascinating. It's like he was in the right place at the right time, surrounded by people who were thinking along the same lines.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is further supported by another detail mentioned in the article, a picture of Jack in college sporting a t-shirt featuring Adam Back.
Adam Back. Let's refresh my memory. Who's that again?
Adam Back is a prominent cryptographer who created Hashcash.
Okay.
A system designed to prevent email spam.
Right.
And guess what?
Right.
Hashcash is directly referenced in the Bitcoin white paper.
Whoa, that's a pretty significant connection.
Yeah.
It's almost like Jack was signaling his interest in these ideas, even back then.
Well, whether it was intentional or not,
you're right,
it does show that Jack was familiar with the work of someone whose ideas directly influenced the creation of Bitcoin.
Right.
It adds another layer of intrigue to his potential connection to Satoshi.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this theory is coming together.
Yeah.
But wouldn't someone with Jack's technical background and cypherpunk connections have been more vocal about Bitcoin in the early days? The article mentions that he didn't really start publicly promoting it until 2012.
That's a point often raised by skeptics.
Yeah.
If Jack were truly Satoshi, wouldn't he have been shouting from the rooftops about Bitcoin from the get-go?
Yeah.
Especially given his interest in fintech.
It's a good question. The timeline does seem a bit off, right?
It does.
Yeah.
However, proponents of the Jack is Satoshi theory argue that there might be other explanations for his initial silence.
Okay.
Remember, Satoshi themselves disappeared from the scene in 2010.
Right.
Leaving many to wonder why the creator of such a groundbreaking technology would choose to step back.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah.
So maybe Jack was intentionally keeping a low profile, even if he was involved in Bitcoin's creation.
It's certainly a possibility.
Okay.
And there were some intriguing events that occurred around Satoshi's disappearance that add another layer of complexity to this theory.
Okay, now you've got me hooked. What kind of events?
Well, let's talk about what was happening in 2010.
Okay.
The year Satoshi vanished. At that time, Jack was deeply involved in building Square.
Okay.
His mobile payments company.
Right.
And interestingly, around the same time, Satoshi claimed to be too busy with Bitcoin to continue working on it.
Ooh, interesting. Are you suggesting that Jack might have used Square as a cover story while secretly working on Bitcoin as Satoshi? That's kind of a wild thought.
It's a possibility that some proponents of the theory have put forward.
Okay.
However, we need to be cautious about jumping to conclusions based on circumstantial evidence.
Okay.
There's a lot more to unpack here.
Okay, I'm ready to unpack it all.
All right.
Let's hear what else happened in 2010 that might shed some light on this.
Well, there's a particular incident involving WikiLeaks that some people believe could be connected to Satoshi's disappearance.
Okay.
It's a bit of a tangled web, but it might provide some clues.
All right, let's unravel this WikiLeaks connection.
Okay.
Hit me with the details.
In December 2010, WikiLeaks was making headlines for releasing classified U.S. government documents. Mm. And there was a lot of controversy surrounding the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Satoshi posted a message on the Bitcoin forum discouraging donations to WikiLeaks.
So Satoshi was aware of what was happening with WikiLeaks.
Yes. And just a few days after that post, Twitter was hit with a secret court order demanding data on WikiLeaks users.
Oh, wow.
Then on December 13th, Satoshi vanished from the Bitcoin community.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that Jack, as the head of Twitter, might have been pressured to silence Satoshi to avoid further legal scrutiny? Because that's a pretty explosive claim.
It's a theory that's been circulating.
Yeah.
And it does raise some intriguing questions.
Yeah.
Did Jack, as a supporter of WikiLeaks and potentially Satoshi, find himself caught in a difficult position?
Right.
Could he have been forced to choose between protecting Twitter and maintaining his secret identity?
It's like a real-life superhero origin story. But wouldn't that mean there was some kind of communication or connection between Jack and the U.S. government?
We're venturing into the realm of speculation here. And there's no concrete evidence to support any direct link between Jack Dorsey, Satoshi, and the U.S. government's actions against WikiLeaks.
You're right.
However, the timing of these events is certainly noteworthy.
It's definitely a lot to think about.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the timeline coincidences, Jack's background in cryptography, his possible connection to Adam Back, and now this WikiLeaks situation.
Right.
Is there anything else in the article that supports the Jack is Satoshi theory?
There's one more detail that's worth exploring.
Okay.
Something called the One Jack Wallet.
Okay.
In 2020, when Craig Wright was making headlines claiming to be Satoshi.
Right.
A number of early Bitcoin wallets signed messages refuting his claims.
Wait, back up a sec.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember that whole Craig Wright saga.
Yeah.
Didn't he try to prove he was Satoshi but then fail miserably?
That's right.
Yeah.
His claims were widely disputed and ultimately dismissed by the cryptocurrency community.
Okay.
But in response to Wright's claims,
right,
some early adopters of Bitcoin who held wallets from the very beginning,
right,
signed messages cryptographically, mm-hmm, proving they were the original owners of those wallets.
Okay, so how does the One Jack wallet fit into all of this?
One of those wallets that signed a message against Wright started with the address One Jack.
Oh.
Okay. Now remember,
yeah,
these are very early Bitcoin wallets created back when the network was still in its infancy.
So are you saying that this One Jack wallet could have belonged to Jack Dorsey? Because that would be pretty huge.
It's a possibility that has fueled speculation.
Right.
Of course, One Jack could just be a random coincidence. But given all the other circumstantial evidence,
yeah,
it's a detail that proponents of the theory find compelling.
I can see why. It's like finding a tiny piece of a puzzle that seems to fit perfectly,
right,
even though you're still missing most of the picture.
Right.
But even with all these coincidences and connections, we're still dealing with speculation, right? There's no definitive proof that Jack is Satoshi.
That's the key point.
Yeah.
While this theory is intriguing and certainly fun to explore, it's crucial to remember that we're dealing with circumstantial evidence.
Okay.
Without concrete, irrefutable proof, such as Jack's signing a message from an early Bitcoin wallet known to belong to Satoshi.
Yeah.
The mystery remains unsolved.
So in the world of crypto conspiracy theories, we're still in the plausible but unproven category.
Exactly.
Okay.
And there are some counterarguments that we need to address.
Okay.
One of the most significant challenges to the Jack is Satoshi theory.
Right.
Is the difference in writing style between Satoshi and Jack.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading something about that.
Yeah.
Didn't Satoshi write more formally, like someone from the UK?
That's right.
Yeah.
Satoshi's writing was very formal, precise, and consistently used British English spellings.
Okay.
While Jack Dorsey's writing style is much more casual and distinctly American.
Hmm. That's a pretty big discrepancy.
Yeah.
Is there any way to explain that away if Jack is indeed Satoshi?
Some have suggested that Satoshi might have deliberately adopted a formal writing style and British English spellings to obscure their true identity.
Hmm.
However, that's just conjecture.
Right.
And it doesn't fully account for the consistent differences in tone and voice between Satoshi's writing and Jack Dorsey's public communications.
Okay, so the writing style issue definitely throws a wrench into the theory.
Yeah.
Are there any other arguments against Jack being Satoshi?
Another point of contention is the question of motivation.
Okay.
Why would someone like Jack Dorsey, who already had a successful career in tech,
right,
create Bitcoin and then choose to remain anonymous?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
If it was about fame or fortune,
right,
wouldn't he have eventually stepped forward and taken credit for creating something as revolutionary as Bitcoin?
It's a puzzle that has baffled many people.
Yeah.
Some argue that Satoshi's anonymity was essential to ensure the decentralization of Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
By remaining unknown, they prevented any single individual from having undue influence or control over the cryptocurrency.
That's an interesting perspective.
Yeah.
It's like they wanted to create something bigger than themselves, something that could exist and thrive independently of any one person.
Precisely.
Right.
And this ties into the cypherpunk philosophy we discussed earlier.
Right.
The belief in individual empowerment and the decentralization of power.
Okay.
From that perspective.
Right.
Satoshi's anonymity could be seen as a deliberate act of empowering the community rather than seeking personal recognition.
It's kind of a radical concept, isn't it? Creating something groundbreaking and then stepping back to let it evolve on its own.
It is.
But if Jack is Satoshi, wouldn't he have been tempted to step in at some point and guide Bitcoin's development,
mm-hmm,
especially given his influence and resources?
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
However, it's also possible that Jack, if he is indeed Satoshi, believed that true decentralization required a hands-off approach.
Okay.
By remaining anonymous and resisting the urge to intervene, he could ensure that Bitcoin remained a truly community-driven project.
I can see how that aligns with the whole cypherpunk ethos.
Right.
So, are we saying that even if Jack is Satoshi, he might have deliberately chosen to stay silent to protect the integrity of Bitcoin's decentralized nature?
It's certainly a possibility that we need to consider.
Okay.
And it raises a fascinating philosophical question. Does the identity of the creator ultimately matter if the creation itself is fulfilling its intended purpose?
Whoa, now we're getting deep. That's definitely something to ponder.
Yeah.
But before we get too lost in the philosophical weeds, there's one more elephant in the room that we need to address.
Okay.
What about the money? Satoshi mined a ton of Bitcoin in the early days, right?
Yeah.
Like a million Bitcoins or something crazy like that?
That's right.
If Jack is Satoshi, he'd be sitting on a fortune.
The Satoshi stash, as it's called, is estimated to be around 1 million Bitcoins.
Wow.
And if you look at the current price of Bitcoin, well, that would make Satoshi one of the wealthiest individuals on the planet.
Okay, so has anyone tried to track those Bitcoins? See if they've moved at all.
Blockchain analysis firms and researchers have been closely monitoring those early Bitcoin addresses.
Okay.
Looking for any signs of movement.
Right.
But so far, the Satoshi stash has remained untouched.
Really? They haven't spent a single Bitcoin?
Nope.
I mean, I get it. If I were sitting on a mountain of Bitcoin, I might want to lie low too.
Yeah.
But it's still kind of wild to think that someone could have that much wealth and just not touch it.
It certainly adds another layer of intrigue to the whole Satoshi Nakamoto mystery.
Right.
Does it point to an extraordinary long-term vision?
Mm.
Or perhaps it suggests that financial gain was never the primary motive behind Bitcoin's creation.
Maybe Satoshi's playing the long game, waiting for the perfect moment to make a move.
Could be.
Or maybe they're just content knowing they created something that changed the world, regardless of the financial rewards.
It's all speculation at this point. But one thing is for sure. The mystery of Satoshi Nakamoto continues to captivate and inspire, fueling endless debate and intrigue.
So after diving deep into this theory, where do we land? Is Jack Dorsey the Bitcoin mastermind hiding in plain sight? Or are we just caught up in a web of really wild coincidences? What do you think?
We've examined the evidence, weighed the arguments for and against, and even explored some of the broader implications of this mystery.
Right.
Ultimately, it's up to each individual to decide what they believe.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's like we've laid out all the pieces of the puzzle, but we might never have the complete picture.
Exactly.
Right.
And maybe that's part of the allure.
Yeah.
The search for Satoshi Nakamoto is a journey of discovery.
Right.
And even if we never definitively uncover their identity, the exploration itself can be incredibly rewarding.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's not always about finding the answer, but about the process of seeking knowledge and understanding. So for our listeners out there, we leave you with this. What if the search for Satoshi is less about finding a person and more about understanding the power of ideas? What if the real treasure isn't the million Bitcoin stash?
Yeah.
But the potential for decentralized technologies to change the world.
It's a question worth pondering.
Right.
Keep an open mind.
Yeah.
Stay curious.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe do some digging of your own.
Okay.
You might be surprised by what you uncover.
Until next time, happy hunting.